Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we will cover chapters 45 and 46 of Isaiah. We will listen to our guest reader, Denise Washington Blomberg, on chapter 45. Denise has been on Christian radio in Denver for 20 years. She is currently the co-host of the morning show on 91 AM KPOF, The Point of Faith. Denise also narrates books for Amazon, Audible, and various authors. After Denise reads chapter 45, we will listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of chapter 46. So let's begin with Denise Washington Blomberg on Isaiah 45.
Isaiah 45. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped, to subdue nations before him, and to loose the belts of kings, to open doors before him, that gates may not be closed. I will go before you and level the exalted places. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hoards in secret places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I call you by your name. I name you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Beside me, there is no God. I equip you, though you do not know me, that people may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain down righteousness. Let the earth open, that salvation and righteousness may bear fruit. Let the earth cause them both to sprout. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to him who strives with him who formed him, a pot among earthen pots. Does the clay say to him who forms it, "What are you making?" Or your work has no handles? Woe to him who says to a father, "What are you begetting?" Or to a woman, "With what are you in labor?" Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and the one who formed him, "Ask me of things to come. Will you command me concerning my children and the work of my hands? I made the earth and created man on it. It was my hands that stretched out the heavens, and I commanded all their host. I have stirred him up in righteousness, and I will make all his ways level. He shall build my city and set my exiles free, not for price or reward, says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord, the wealth of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush, and the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over to you and be yours. They shall follow you. They shall come over in chains and bow down to you. They will plead with you, saying, surely God is in you, and there is no other, no God besides him. Truly you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior. All of them are put to shame and confounded. The makers of idols go in confusion together. But Israel is saved by the Lord with everlasting salvation. You shall not be put to shame or confounded to all eternity. For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, he is God, who formed the earth and made it. He established it. He did not create it empty. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I did not speak in secret in a land of darkness. I did not say to the offspring of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, you survivors of the nations. They have no knowledge who carry about their wooden idols and keep on praying to a God that cannot save. Declare and present your case. Let them take counsel together. Who told this long ago? Who declared it of old? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. By myself I have sworn. From my mouth has gone out in righteousness a word that shall not return. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. Only in the Lord it shall be said of me, all righteousness and strength. To him shall come and be ashamed all who were incensed against him. In the Lord all the offspring of Israel shall be justified and shall glory.
Isaiah 46.
Bel bows down. Nebo stoops. Their idols are on beasts and livestock. These things you carry are borne as burdens on weary beasts. They stoop, they bow down together. They cannot save the burden, but themselves go into captivity.
Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been born by me from before your birth, carried from the womb. Even to your old age I am he, and to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear. I will carry, and will save. To whom will you liken me and make me equal, and compare me, that we may be alike?
Those who lavish gold from the purse and weigh out silver in the scales hire a goldsmith, and he makes it into a god. Then they fall down and worship. They lift it to their shoulders. They carry it. They set it in its place, and it stands there. It cannot move from its place. If one cries to it, it does not answer or save him from his trouble.
Remember this and stand firm. Recall it to mind, you transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose. Calling a bird of prey from the east, the man of my counsel from a far country, I have spoken, and I will bring it to pass. I have purposed, and I will do it. Listen to me, you stubborn of heart, you who are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It is not far off, and my salvation will not delay. I will put salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory.
In my personal Bible reading journal back in 1991, I made reference to the phrase, I am God and there is no other. I made note that it occurred in chapter 45, verse 5, 6, 18, 21, 22, and in chapter 46, verse 9. So I did write, I am God and there is no other. Praise God. And then I referred back to a couple of other chapters. Chapters 43 through 46 make it pretty clear that there is but one God, and he identifies himself pretty clearly. 10 years later, in 2001, I had a similar theme as I read those chapters. I wrote, I am the Lord, there is no other. There is no other God besides me. He says it over and over in these chapters and his word. Yet we do not listen and create idols and fake gods. Then we argue that what we have created must be true because we don't think it's right that there is only one God, one way to heaven. And another 10 years go by in 2011, and I wrote similar things in my journal. I wrote, God works through people who don't even know him. And I'm thinking about Cyrus, who I'll come back to in a moment. And then I wrote, God is God. There is no other. He alone speaks truth. All the earth can be saved through him. And then I wrote, 46 verses 5 through 7 makes me think of Thailand. Statues of Buddha fashioned in gold by men and people worshiping a God who cannot move nor answer. I'm going to read those verses I just referred to about the Buddhist statues in Thailand. Chapter 46, verses 5 through 7 say, to whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be alike? Those who lavish gold from the purse and weigh out silver in the scales hire a goldsmith and he makes it into a god. Then they fall down and worship. They lift it up to their shoulders, they carry it, they set it in its place, and it stands there. It cannot move from its place. If one cries to it, it does not answer or save him from his trouble. As I visited Thailand and many other countries around the world, I see this very thing take place. Man-made gods, man-made idols that people fall down and worship, but they cannot move and they cannot answer. Back in chapter 45, verse 1, it refers to a person named Cyrus. And as we closed out yesterday's reading on chapter 44, the last verse, it says, Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall fulfill all my purpose, saying of Jerusalem, she shall be built, and the temple, your foundation, shall be laid. This Cyrus that Isaiah is referring to is the very Cyrus that is in the book of Ezra. Isaiah is writing this prophecy around 740 to 680 BC. Cyrus comes on the scene somewhere around 586 BC, well over 100 years later. So Isaiah is prophesying a Persian king who will allow Israel to rebuild Jerusalem 100 years down the road. The questions about prophecy are always, did it happen? Did it come true? Was Cyrus a king over Persia? And as always in prophecy, the answer is yes. In my ESV footnote, it refers to Josephus, a Jewish historian. He records a story in which Cyrus, reading Isaiah's prophecy, was so impressed with the divine power to tell the future that he eagerly sought to fulfill what was written about him. So yes, there was a king of Persia named Cyrus, and yes, he allowed the people to come back from Babylon and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem and the temple in Jerusalem. Isaiah's prophecies are true. Lord, we thank you that we can depend on your word. We thank you that your word is true. And if it's true about King Cyrus, it's true about everything that Isaiah has written. And therefore it's true that there is one God, there is no other. So we worship you alone. And we thank you that when you say, I will accomplish all my purpose, or I have purposed it and I will do it, we can depend on you and your word. We say thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.